here's a story from The World.
Turning now to the pandemic, the new variants of the coronavirus are a concern for everyone. It's prompted governments in Europe and the U.S. to restrict travel as scientists learn more about how vaccines and treatments could work with the new strains. The World's Ilana Gordon has been following the latest developments. What exactly are these variants, Ilana, and how many are there now?
So to understand this whole variant thing, Marco, I want to start with a little breakdown of the virus itself. Because when the coronavirus, when it gets into cells, it replicates. And it replicates and replicates and replicates. And in that process, it may make some typos. This typo, it's called a mutation, and that's to be expected. And then as the virus continues to spread, if you're with me, it sometimes takes that typo along with it. Scientists around the world, Marco, have been tracking the virus and these typos to see how it gets around and evolves. But they've identified some sets of typos or mutations that are becoming more common. And these sets or combination of mutations, that is generally what scientists mean when they say a variant.
And can I ask, Ilana, just exactly how they do this, how they spot these mutations, these typos, as you put it?
So scientists are tracking this by taking samples. I talked to Mary Petrone. She's a scientist at Yale who does this. They take the samples from those nasal swabs of positive COVID tests.
So the first thing that we need to do is once we have those samples is to extract the RNA from all the samples, because you can imagine there's a lot of stuff in there. There's boogers, there's spit, you know, there's whatever there might be. So you have to go in and take out the RNA first, because that's where the genetic code is for the virus.
So Marco, she extracts the RNA or genetic material of the virus. She then runs it through another sequencing process. That lays out the genomic code of the virus sample, and that code includes any typos or indicators of variants.
Let me just say, first of all, much respect for a scientist who is able to talk low to the rest of us and use the word booger. Tell me about these variants. Where are they? How many are there?
What's come to scientists' attention are variants so far that they've termed, quote, variants of concern. One of the variants was found in the UK, another was discovered in Brazil, and another in South Africa.
And why are they of concern if they're kind of simply typos?
So these combinations at the population level, scientists in places like the UK have observed that the variant has become a lot more common. They worry that it appears to be more easily transmittable. On Friday, Prime Minister Boris Johnson also said this.
It also now appears that there is some evidence that the new variant, the variant that was first identified in London and the southeast, may be associated with a higher degree of mortality.
Some evidence. I mean, we had heard about that. That is concerning, if true.
Scientists are cautious about making conclusions about this, but it has caught their attention.
And what about the effect on treatments and vaccines? Could these variants impact that?
So both Moderna and Pfizer, some of the main vaccine makers, they've said that their vaccines do work against the variants at this point. Moderna did say yesterday that the vaccine appears to be less protective against the variant found in South Africa. And so as a backup, they're now developing and testing an additional booster shot. Paul Benesch is a virologist at Rockefeller University in New York City. I talked with him about this. He studies COVID treatments. And he says that over time, these variants and the virus's evolution could require vaccine makers and treatments to adapt.
It's not going to be the case that the vaccine will suddenly stop working. It's that each one of these changes just erodes a little bit.
And do they know why it could impact vaccines or treatments?
So one clue that they are looking into about whether this is a possibility is that these variants, even though they're separate, they have developed similar characteristics that seem to affect the sensitivity of some of the antibodies in the body's defense systems. These antibodies are the ones that detect and kind of attack the virus. So the question is whether some or one of these variants may develop a way to get around those defenses a little better, and whether that might also impact reinfections too. But again, Marco, they're still learning. Immunity is super complex.
When I zoom out, Ilana, and think about how viruses mutate to begin with, even in a benign way, it seems like there's a lot of infections and so much spread, that gives the virus more opportunities to develop an edge. Am I wrong?
Scientists like Paul Benesch say this is a really important part of the story.
If every country in the world was in the situation that, say, Australia, New Zealand, and certain Asian countries were in, then we would have much, much less of a problem with viral variants.
And so this is why global health leaders, Marco, continue to stress the importance of these other measures to take, things like prevention and social distancing, testing and containment.
Right, the old mantra. The World's Alana Gordon with the latest news on COVID variants. Thank you very much, Alana.
You're welcome, Marco.